It's Lynn Rossetto Casper with The Splendid Table. Today, it's Cuban Miami with the Good Time Guys. Raul, George, and Glenn call themselves the Three Guys from Miami. They bring us the not-to-be-missed specialties and airport food worth the trip. Their book is Three Guys from Miami Cook Cuban. Today we have something of an American theme going. We get inside Cuban Miami with a trio of self-appointed ambassadors. They call themselves the Three Guys from Miami. Their book is Three Guys from Miami Cook Cuban. I came across this website a while ago, iCuban.com. It's all about Cuban Miami. It's done by a trio who call themselves Three Guys from Miami. Now you can tell from the tone of the site that they love to have a good time. Well, now they've got a book out. Three Guys from Miami Cook Cuban. Well, the three guys are with me now. We have Raul Musabai, George Castillo, and Glenn Lindgren. Guys, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we should explain, Glenn, that we have a Musabai, we have a Castillo, and then we have a Lindgren. I mean, was your mother Cuban or
No. But I do believe in my last lifetime I might have been Cuban because I very quickly adapted to this new culture.
What was it like for you, Raul and George, to introduce this Scandinavian to Miami and to the Cuban life in Miami?
Okay. You can see he loved the Cuban food. It's no Italian food, but it's very, very delicious.
He means you can see by looking at me. I think that's the implication.
I'm not going there.
It was a lot simpler than you would expect. This is George, and when I met Glenn, I looked at his girth and I thought, well, he has a happiness curve just like I do. And we call that the happiness curve for all the many times that we have enjoyed eating.
Well, George, if I were to experience a Cuban restaurant, can you pick one that you would want me to go to?
Well, sure. There's one that I really keep coming back, and that is I Mama Inez. And that's the name of a country nursery rhyme that all little Cuban kids get to hear. And that place is unique in the sense that it's very much a country kitchen for Cuban. And the menu is very eclectic.
Uh-huh.
And the presentation is very good. And the place is little, but it has a gallery of paintings from Cuban artists that they rotate monthly, and it's very, very attractive. And, of course, the food, it tastes very good, and the service is great.
Now for me, the rookie, I know very little about Cuban culture. Tell me maybe three things that I should not miss when I go there to eat.
Okay, that's the trilogy. Rice, black beans, plantains, and roast pork.
And very important, the Cuban sandwich.
Oh, absolutely. That's
staple. Make the difference, believe me.
The Cuban sandwich is almost an art form, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You see, Raul, in order to do a Cuban sandwich, there is two things you have to have in the sandwich. The Cuban bread and the real roast pork, the pernil or back leg.
Uh-huh.
And there is a place or several places, the Latin American cafeteria. They are very, very good.
Is a Cuban sandwich, Glenn, something that I would get at what you call a walk-up window? That seems to be a Miami phenomenon.
Yes, you can. Mostly it's for getting Café Cubano, which is the Cuban coffee. But people do, depending on the time of day. If you go there in the morning, people are eating Cuban pastries and drinking mm-hmm. their coffee. If it's around noon, many people will have a Cuban sandwich or any of a number of the little... They call them bocaditos, which are little bites of things that are like a little coqueta or a tamal or something like that.
What makes a great Cuban coffee?
Well, a Cuban coffee is kind of an interesting thing for me because I grew up not liking coffee and I never drank it. And I got to Miami and I kept telling people, no, I don't really like coffee when they would offer it. But I discovered after a while that it's such a ritual there that to not accept a coffee is almost like if someone were to offer to shake your hand and you for some reason refuse. So I started drinking it that way, and it's a powerful cup of coffee. You only drink about 2 ounces, And it's actually brewed right into a pot of sugar, so you can see where that's going to lead
this
you.
This is coffee after my own heart. You know, for a lot of us, the only taste we get of Cuba or Cuban Miami is passing through the Miami airport. Is there any place there you guys would recommend that we could get a taste?
Oh, I am. I am a regular at the airport. I travel a lot, more than I care to due to my work. And when I enter the airport, if there is a delay, I usually visit La Carreta. You can get a tamal or a papa rellena, which is a ball made out of mashed potato with a center full of hamburger meat and seasoned to the Cuban style.
Sounds delicious.
It's coated. Oh yeah, it's coated on cracker crumbles and fried, and it is just a meal in itself. And croquetas are this finger food that are about 3 inches long and about half inch in diameter. That is a dough that is seasoned with Cuban spices and either chicken or ham or cheese added to it. And then they're fried and fried everything.
I have no problem. This sounds so good.
But that's only, like you said, that's just a micro sample of this huge cosmos that we have here in South Florida for food, entertainment, and culture.
Okay, so I'm not selling myself short by eating in the Miami airport. I feel better. Glenn, George, Raul, thank you.
Thanks so much for
having
us.
Thank
you, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn.
Raul Musabai, George Castillo, and Glenn Lindgren are authors of Three Guys from Miami Cook Cuban. Now, you can find their recipe for Cuban-style roast pork on the website, splendidtable.org.